I gotta get that in. New Year's resolution, a little more cardio. Need more stomping songs. How about a protest song? Everybody's in. I worked all week long so I could go down to the arena for the big country show. But when I stepped inside, I began to shed a tear when I saw a sign that read $15 beers. $15 beers, $15 beers. I'd love to hear some songs and maybe drown away my fears. But I am just a poor boy, my money disappears. And I just can't get drunk on $15 beers. Are you with me? I made it to my seat, was the third row from the back. I couldn't see a thing but a blurry cowboy hat. And all the folks behind me, they were screaming in my ear. Why? They were getting drunk on $15 beers. Everybody! $15 beers, $15 beers. I'd love to hear some songs and maybe drown away my fears. But I am just a poor boy now, I can't see or hear. And I still can't get drunk on $15 beers. It used to be called $13 beers. But inflation. But it sounds like next week it's gonna go way down. We'll have to see and find out. I have no idea. It's too early for that kind of political talk, Rockford. It really is. We'll just have to find out together. As you can imagine, if you have a song like this, you have about way too many stories about it. Now, this one's my favorite. I was playing a concert series in Seymour, Indiana, home of the Coug. And it was a really cool event, and the event had a beer truck. And the beer truck that day had beers for only $5. Right? Yeah. But the guy running the beer truck, he really likes my music, and he especially likes this song. So during this song and this song only, beers were only $4. So I played the 38-minute version of $15 beers, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody there was dry. Nobody. And I left after a song. I got out of there fast. Saw a guy on the corner wearing a Cheap Trick shirt. So I asked, is there any place around here where they'll treat you right? Said some guy named Farmer's playing the music box tonight. I heard they had $2 beers on yesterday. Sorry. They got $4 beers. They got $4 beers. He'll sing you some songs and he'll drown away your fears. My buddy Mark. That dude is music to my ears. We'll listen and we'll drink up on $4 or $5 beers. We'll dance in our chairs and drink up on $4 or $5 beers. We'll sing along, we'll drink up. Hey, everybody, cheers. Oh, cheers, cause we're not drinking $15 beers. Wait until next week, it'll be $9 beers. Sing along, we'll drink up, hey everybody, cheers. Cheers, cause we're not drinking $15 beers. Hey, thanks for coming out tonight, it's good to be back here. Thank you so much. I'm coming back from, I was in Cannon Falls, Minnesota, making a new album with my band. It's pretty cool. Nirvana recorded at this recording studio than that. And their In Utero album, they recorded it there, so. And ever since I was about 18 years old, I've been trying to mix folk and country and grunge together in some form. And now I wound up recording where Nirvana recorded. The grunge is flowing through me, ladies and gentlemen. Can I get just a little more of the guitar? I started having this theme of fire go through my songs, these new songs I was writing. And I learned about a thing called the Peshtigo Fire. It happened in Peshtigo, Wisconsin in 1871. Has anybody ever heard of Peshtigo, Wisconsin? And this was the biggest fire in the history of our country. It was in Peshtigo, Wisconsin in 1871. It happened the same day as the Chicago Fire, which is why most people didn't even know anything about it. And it's crazy to see the fires on TV now. Got so many friends and family out west. And the main thing that they mentioned about this fire in Peshtigo, Wisconsin in 1871 was it was like a tornado of fire. And the same thing is happening right now. It's crazy. I wrote this song also to partially bring Illinois and Wisconsin together. Because let's be honest, it would be cliche if I wrote a song about the Chicago fire.